This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, visiting with us on the program is Louise Plant, a soul expansion educator and creator of the Expansion Project that is expanding wisdom to those ready to be inspired and motivated for a happier and healthier life. Louise, thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So to kick things off today, talk to us about why the Expansion Project. What's behind this?
Why? Well, I suppose, you know, words are important to me. I like to write. And the one thing that we're doing in life is always expanding. Like, we're always growing. There's always more. You know, we never get to the end of wherever we're going to. So for me, it just sort of summed up life and having awareness of that expansion and then embracing it and, you know, embracing it, loving it, enjoying it, being happy, expanding.
And Louise, why does making people happy make the world a better place? That sounds like a no-brainer, but talk to us about that as well.
For me? So, you know, part of my mission really is to raise the vibration, you know, help to raise the vibration of people, the planet, doing that one person at a time. And the belief I have is that, you know, the best thing and the most powerful thing we can do for the world right now, because there's lots of crazy stuff going on, is just really, you know, find our happiness within ourselves, because, you know, we can lead most by example. You know, we can be a role model for other people. They can, you know, even though things are happening in the world, you know, we can still find that happiness within. And to me, I believe that's going to help turn the tide, because when people are happy and in a sort of self-actualized space, then, you know, they care about other people, they care about their environment, you know, they care about the planet, they care about the families, like, everything changes. Everything changes. So for me, that's great. I love that.
And thanks for your authentic feedback on that. Thanks so much. Tell us, what is self-actualization? Get into that if you would.
What is self-actualization? Well, it's one of Maslow's primary sort of needs that we have, and it's a little bit that sits on the top of the pyramid there that isn't often spoken about. And, you know, I've been exploring that journey myself of, you know, what that is and what that means for me. And it's just being in a space of being humorous and, you know, being able to move through life without reactivity, being able to, you know, process what's happening for you, caring about your environment again, caring about, you know, other people, just being a functional, happy, you know, human being and being happy. I suppose, again, it sort of comes back to happiness and joy. So, you know, my belief is that follow that joy and follow that happiness and things just sort of will fall into place. And the ripples spread. It will spread out to other people. You know, when you change just one person in a family dynamic, it can affect everybody in the family in a positive way. So I'm all for that. Yeah, for sure.
And who wouldn't want to experience and see that as well? Today we are with Louise Plant, a soul expansion educator and creator of the Expansion Project that is expanding wisdom to those ready to be inspired and motivated for a happier and healthier life. Here on eHealth Radio's health news and personal development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Louise, what do you believe are the biggest problems people are facing right now? What have you been seeing?
Well, that's quite an interesting topic, because I like to ask people, and I, you know, I have put it out there. And one thing that came back and was a surprise for me was having to live with negativity, having to, you know, be in an environment, having to work in an environment or, you know, whatever environment is, it's just having that sort of negativity around us. So whether it's bombarding us through our TVs, through the newspapers, through, you know, general discussion, that was one thing that people have commented is an issue for them. And knowing, you know, strategies and ways to help combat that, not so much in a combat way, but just not being you know, sucked into it, not being bought, getting bought into it, not getting, you know, whatever it is, allowing that to affect you and the negativity to affect you. The other thing I think people are feeling a lot of is being very time poor, like our lives are so busy and there's, you know, the frequency of the planet keeps changing and vibrating and raising and, you know, time speeding up. So time, being time poor, I think is another big problem for people as well. And then health issues, like, you know, our health problems are just escalating. And I've been a therapist for, you know, well over 20, 25, 28 years. And within that time frame, I've seen, you know, new conditions, new diseases, just the number of problems we're having and, the, you know, all these new conditions and symptoms are just coming up, so many in that time frame. So, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot that people are dealing with right now, you know. It's a lot and it can be really overwhelming, for sure.
You're right about that. It can be so overwhelming. And speaking of overwhelming, what tips would you give folks tuning in to help them overcome their sense of being overwhelmed?
It's got to be self-care. So taking that time, you know, I'm all for the compound effect. So just doing little steps. So for me, it's an early morning practice because that sets up my day. I think first thing in the morning is always ideal. And just doing practices, just small things, you know, they can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. But things that are going to cater for the physical body, they're going to cater for the emotional body, the you know, the mental body and the spiritual body. And, you know, meditation often ticks all those boxes. So, you know, if you are pushed for time, then just meditating daily is going to be one thing. So, but, you know, definitely exercise, fresh air, just having routines or different things that you can do. You know, I walk the dogs every morning. I might do writing. I might play my guitar. You know, I do things that make me feel good, make me feel happy, and that they nourish and nurture those different, you know, aspects of my life. So, yeah, go looking. There's so many to choose from. It's finding the ones that resonate with you, you know, because we're all different. We're all individuals. Some people, you know, resonate with doing something more physical. Some people resonate more with doing sort of gratitude. So it's just finding those little pivotal self-care tips that, yeah, half an hour a day is hugely valuable.
Louise, thanks for sharing those tips to help folks overcome being overwhelmed and troubled with problems that they're facing right now. Thanks so much for that. Now, lastly, why do you believe education is such a powerful tool?
Because we can never unlearn something. Once you know something, you can't unknow it. So, and when people are educated, that they are empowered to make their own decisions. You know, I'm doing a podcast at the moment, just, you know, helping people to guide them through having different alternative, cheap, easy home remedy ways of just sort of, you know, helping health or things in the family. So, yeah, those sort of things are very beneficial there, for sure.
I like it. If you learn it, you can unlearn it. That is more powerful than you know. And really do appreciate your time spent with us here today, Louise, on the program. If listeners wanted to get more information on yourself or the expansion project, where's the best place online to get further information?
Well, my website, louiseplant.com.au, everything's on there. It's just all been prettied up and looks beautiful and everything's there, you know, the courses, you know, the freebies, the blogs, there's videos, there's podcasts. I'm a bit of a content queen. So, you know, and you know, if people want to know stuff, let me know. You know, that is the power of education, just giving people the information and the knowledge that we need. And we live in a world now where, you know, we have access to so much knowledge and so much wisdom. So just sharing it out, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, go to my website.
And you're right about that. We have access to so much today, and we really appreciate the content that you're making available as well. Again, folks, it is louiseplant.com.au. Louise, thanks so much for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio. Look forward to our next conversation.
You have a great, fabulous day. Be happy, everybody. Be happy.
There you go. Good stuff, Louise. Again, we've been speaking with Louise Plant, a soul expansion educator and creator of the Expansion Project that is expanding wisdom to those ready to be inspired and motivated for a happier and healthier life. And for further details, visit louiseplant.com. maslofs.com/health.au. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.